There's a Moedic Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. The Medrash brings that Bishchus, three things, the world was taka created. And one of the things he says is Challah, the mitzvah of Challah. What's the pshat? So everybody knows the famous Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, where Rashi says Bereishis bora Chazal adarshin from there to the Gemara. Bereishis bora b'shvil Bereishis, b'shvil the Bereishis of the Challah that a person gives. And as I state in Fush and Medrash, it's a Moedic Medrash that tells us that Mishchus, the mitzvah of Challah, the two other things, the ganze Welt was created. As I state in Medrash, there's the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Beis. The Gemara says over there that the Aveira from a person not separating Challah, no bracha is chal on his parnosa, on his kesef. It's a tremendous, tremendous yisoid. Now I was mentioning to someone just before that said to someone, Hilchas Challah Efshes for the Viber, it's not for the Yungalad, it's shiny for the Rebbes, and she has to know Hilchas Challah. Yes, no Hilchas Challah. He says no. He says Paket. In all the years he's been married, he never come up had a shayla on Basav Challah. Basav Challah. You know that lochas. He basically keeps things separate. You haven't got a shayla Hilchas Challah. Who hasn't got a shayla Hilchas Challah? Every single time you make biscuits, every time you make cake, every time you make all sorts of things, there's going to be a shayla of Challah. Because Kedai Beis Hashem, just pasha to go through one shay in all the inyanim, at least be ikid inyanim. I'd rather we can speak hours and hours in all the longest nation tints of different shaylas. But the ikid things that come up in the lochas of Challah. The chinuch, the moedik chinuch, the chinuch in the mitzvah Shin Pei Hei brings down the tam hadavar. What is the tam for the mitzvah of challah? So the chinuch tells us like this: that kiyodua, that a human being, a mensch, a man lives on lechem. A person can't live without bread. Everybody has to live on bread. Mimele zuk the chinuch. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh wanted to give us dafka a mitzvah that is something that's going to be happen on a constant basis. About every single person has to eat bread. Maybe you've got to make bread. If you've got to make bread, the Rebbeinu Shloimeh wants to mezaka us with a mitzvah that's chal all the time. And maybe that's dafka the reason why zuk the chinuch, why dafka we have this mitzvah of chal. Not only that, ends of the chinuch comes out that chal, that bread, is not only the mozoin to the guf, but it's also mozoin to the nefesh. Because momish, a person is becoming a mitzvah every single time he takes challah, as we'll be able to speak out Be'ez Hashem today. How many mitzvahs are there when a person takes challah? The Rambam learns, Shitas HaRambam is that when a person takes challah, and obviously a chelik of the mitzvah that used to be, is he'd give it over to the kohen, zuk the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. It's one chelik of a mitzvah by separating the challah, giving it over to the kohen. That's all one mitzvah. The Ramban is chelik. The Ramban holds no, two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh the challah, and there's a mitzvah also to give it to the kohen. Two separate mitzvahs. Now, if you look in your idea, in the Piskei Tshuva over there brings the Noidiv Yehuda. The Noidiv Yehuda wants to tie, and again, many achoyim are masking to this mahalach, that be'etzem, it's one mitzvah with two chalokim. Like, for example, we've spoken out here once before, Hilchos Tefillin, same mahalach, Dalet Minim, same mahalach. Now you can have different halakim, but it's all called one mitzvah. So the Yehuda Tainas, and many Achoinim Tainas, this is the emistic of Pshat. Even made the Sodom Achoikis Rishonim, that the Maisa taking challah is one mitzvah. There happens to be two halakim. There happens to be the chelik of being mafresh the challah min ha'isa, and there's another chelik of giving it to a kohen that obviously bismanenu we don't do, as we'll speak out the Maisa, what do we do? Is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbanon? So can you do it with the Gemara? The Gemara in Kedusha Lamed Vav tells us, like every other mitzvah that's Tuluya Ba'oritz, is Be'etzem min ha'toyr in Eretz Yisrael, which means Be'ikah Hadin, Challah in Eretz Yisrael is min ha'toyr mamish. Ova, zuk the Gemara, zuk the Rambam Furish, and the Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, once Gans Klal Yisrael are not here in Eretz Yisrael, so it means even in Eretz Yisrael it's going to be a Drabonon. Right? There's not going to be any shalas of the rights over here. We're dealing with a durabonon. I feel here in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzlo, it's but it's a durabonon, that's poshut, but it's a much easier durabonon. The reason why there were goyza on challah in Chutzlo was a simple reason. They didn't want people to forget the Torah of challah. So many there were goes also that a person has to take off chalim chutzlaretz. Of Rabbanan is a great nafkamina between Eretz Yisrael and chutzlaretz. L'dugma, let's speak out one nafkamina, which I know is extreme in the game. What happens if a person forgets to take off chalim? What does he do? So during the week, there's Eretz, we'll speak it out. What do you do? Whether you take it after it's baked, before it's baked, we'll get to those halachas. What about if it's on Shabbos Kodesh? Now, Shabbos Kodesh, we have a major problem. Because in Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that to be mafresh challah on Shabbos is an issa. What's the issa? It's a gzeira de rabbanon or to makke bepatish. You're being masakin the challah, the man of its asa. So what do you do on Shabbos? So here we have a tremendous nafkamina. It depends if you're in chutzos or in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you haven't got an issa. There's nothing you can do. The challah is mukta. Then, but you can't eat it b'chol. Put it back in the freezer, it's mukta anyway, the man of its asa. In chutzos is an issa. What's the issa in chutzos? Issa is bashan issa. Is you eat and eat and eat and eat until you leave a little bit at the end and leave it. Motzah Shabbos, when you're allowed, then you take off challah, obviously without a bracha, it's too late, but then you can ki'ilu be mafresh challah, but you can do it in the mafreya. Then you're allowed to eat until the end. Mashiach, you can hear me, it's wrong, you wouldn't be able to do that. That you have to know klar. It's not only where you are in the veld, it's where the challah was baked. Where was the challah produced? And this is a tremendous nafkamina for people that take matzahs, Pesach, to chutzlaretz. Right, so Lamazogin Ashala came up with the shilas of a challah for matzah. So what do you do? You're in chutzlaretz. In chutzlaretz normally we say we're mekel. What do we do now if it came from Eretz Yisrael? So if it came from Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing nafkamina where you are in the world. The nafkamina is where it was baked, where it was put together, and it was put together here in Eretz Yisrael. There's no eitzah b'chlal, even if you are in chutzlaretz. So that's a choyer, a double posh, just to understand what the inyanim are over here of challah. There was a maisa, with a Sheinberg, that's a Shiva. I'm not sure where this maisa happened. It could be happening in chutzlaretz. I'm not sure. Wherever it happens, gavaldik maisa. I'm not sure a moitzit maisa. He was cutting the challah, and kiyadua, the minik by him and many other people is that we don't eat the end of the challah, because the end of the challah is a shayla kosher. The shecha, yeah, it's a minchat yitzchak. Yeah, no, maybe not. No, you're there. But the shayla kosher, the shecha. So he was mapping every single Shabbos when he made the first cut in the challah. He would all do it kilo a little bit further away from the end to make sure that would be it. That would be finished. That would be kosher. The shecha efshe for the noshim, and the rest would start cutting regular slices. One Shabbos, he put the knife a little bit extra, and a bit more than normal. So the gabba saw, and he said, Chaval lazman, chaval al chala, somebody baked this chala. Chaval to waste such a big chalet and give it away. So the Maisa, he pushed from Scheinberg's knife back closer to the end of the chala. Because he thought, actually, the Rashiva's hand was a little bit shaky, whatever. The Rashiva pushed it back again, and he sliced it that way, and he said, give that to Noshim. The gabba didn't want to say it, give it to Noshim, as though he passed on the Rashiva, what can he do? The Maisa was inspired afterwards. The lady that cooked, that baked these challahs, came in afterwards and said, "Oy vay, I didn't bake the challah. I didn't take off challah. It wasn't mafish challah from the Issa." And therefore, was inspired afterwards that what he did was a gemal de gazak. He did like the eitz and chutzlaretz. I don't know again where it actually happens. Here in the Tishol or chutzlaretz, obviously gemal de gemaisa. Let me get back to what requires challah. What is something that requires to be taken hafroshas challah? So the Maisa is taking time, and the pasuk talks about challah. So the Pasuk says, and the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Chala, which Chazal tell us, Klo, anything that's called Lechem is Nichlal in a Shaila of Afroshes Chala. Which means, number one, if it's one of the five grains, Lafuki, for example, if you make something from rice, if you make rice bread, very gishmaki rice bread, that will have other not required Afroshes Chala. It's not one of the Chamishes Minim, a Mela, it wouldn't need Chala. So number one, it has to be one of the five Ikka Minim grains that we have. Number two, it's got to be baked in an oven. And number three, it's got to have a dough that produces a type of challah type of look. So those are the three main tanoim. We'll have to see in a moment if we need all three or if one of them is enough. There are other big enough gemeinas over here. What about frying? What if you take a thick dough and you fry it? So kind of what we do with donuts. Simple. Are we chayiv in challah or are we not chayiv in challah, such a thing? So there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechtas Challah, talks about mamash this case. Zug the Mishnah, and Isa Shetchila Suvganim, the Sofer Suvganim is Potter. Right, now again, this is a tremendously longish sugya. If we go Basadas and how Tchila the Sofer, again, it's a sugya that I'm not going into. But the Mishnah tells us klar, if the Tchila and the Sofer was Suvganim, it was fried, it's Potter from Challah. So there's a Machlekes we're showing him how we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam, again, without going into all the lomdas, Rabbeinu Tam learns there's two things that make a person chayiv in challah. Number one, a belila ova, a thick dough. Number two, you bake it in an oven. Zug Rabbeinu Tam, Fizeh. If you have donuts, if you have a dough, which is a thick dough, and you don't bake it in an oven, you fry it, you're still chayim. Why? Because it's a thick dough. As I pass on Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban, and other Rishonim as well, the Rash on the Mishnayis, the whole Mishnah Zug, they all know you're part of it. We go past the Das. Since the Das, when you made this original dough, was in order to fry it, so you're part of it. How do we paskin? La halacha, we paskin like the Ramban. We paskin like the Rash and the Ramban, that any thick dough that is fried and it's not baked is 100% potter from a parshas challah. The Shah is choshev b'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And the Meila, that's what we do. In most bakeries, they'll be taking challah without a bracha, choshev b'shitas Tashach, which is choshev for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, obviously, this has a tremendous nafgamina, legabi the bracha on a donut, if it's hamotzi or if it's mezonis, but we've gone through the sugya here once before. This is not the zman that we can speak about that right now, but it does have a tremendous nafgamina to the bracha we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam or we paskin like the Ramban. We're not going into that right now. We take off donuts without a bracha. Let me go invite her. What if it's got not a tzuris hapas? For example, let's say a person makes lokshen, or you make kreplach. Kreplach, you make this nice thick dough, and you put the basar inside, and then you boil it, whatever it is. So it's not got a tzuris hapas. If it's not got a tzuris hapas, are you chayiv or you not chayiv? So the meisim, kama gedolim, the chazanish and others, tanya that even the Rabbeinu Tam, who is machmir by donuts, over here would be Mekel, for us, it's not going to choose a pass. If it's not going to choose a pass, it's not Shaykh in the world to call it something that's Chayim in a Poshel Schala. So that's what they want to tie in. Others are Chayim. And they say, no, in the Maisa, that's how we paskin. If you make something that does not have a tzuris hapas, but it's got a thick dough, so you will be taking off chala, you'll be mafish chala, beloy bracha. That's in that case. What about a belila racha? Now this is a tremendous shayla. Here is a shayla that a lot of people don't even know is even nichlal into the shayla of a parshas challah. The dugma chocolate cake, sponge cake, all of these sorts of cakes that are soft cakes, and they start not as a thick dough. They start as a soft batter. They start as what we call, anybody that knows, for example, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Losh and other places, a belila racha. It's a pourable thing. You make a chocolate cake, it starts off as a nice pourable batter. You can pour it. Is it chayv and challah or not? So, L'choya, and everything we said that now, pashtus, it will be part of, it's not a thick dough, even though it's baked in an oven. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this way. The Shulchan Aruch paskin, the Enoch Hanami, starts off as a belila racha, it's a thin dough, of a thin, it goes into an oven. And it ends up to be something which has got a tzuras hapas, as we know from Hilchos Brachos, it's a shayla, make a bracha to chasuda, mimele the Shulchan Aruch paskin jechayev. That means, a chocolate cake, a sponge cake, all of these things, a 100% chai, even a farshas challah, a maladaba. I the belt, what's chai, nobody does. How can you ever hear? No matzinu. Anybody busy taking off from ratat, the pshat is poshet. You're not using enough flour. That's the only part, that's the only pshat. The only pshat is the matzis to kashayla. That if you're not using enough flour, which is normally the matzis when you're making one or two cakes, you're not using enough flour to be chai, a farshas challah, which we'll get to the size in a moment. If, but lutsu, you would. If you're making a cake for chmaisis, for the Hanukkah Masiba, or you're making for Shachmoni, or whatever, you're making a huge amount of cake with enough flour, of course you can't take off a Farshas Challah. Then you should ask when. You can't take off a Farshas Challah before, because it's in a batter form. And the more you do it afterwards, Hilachatchila, you would separate. If you use enough flour in your chocolate cake or sponge cake, that would be Chayvin Challah. You wait till after it's baked, and you'd be Mafish Challah, about it with a Bracha, in that case. Now, and basically, when I spoke to the Badats about this, they told me their minig is to do it twice. They do it a little bit before, the hainu when it's in a batter, and they do it afterwards as well. I don't know where that comes from, but that's what they told me is their minig over there. I'll go for them to know that a chocolate cake is a sponge cake is chayiv. With a bracha. Father with a bracha. Yeah. Now, let me go invite her. Blintzes, aga, blintzes, very negeya. If you're making blintzes, how do you make blintzes? So you take this little batter, and you dip in, you've got the machine, or you can make it on a frying pan, all these sorts of things. Pashtas, that will, it's got a din of tigun, it's frying, and therefore will not be mafresh chalas. No shayla bachlal again. Generally, you'll not be using the amount of flour anyway to make yourself chayim. But if you're making blintzes for the whole place, so if you're using enough, you still will be potter, because at the end of the day, that's not called a baking in an oven, and you'd not be chayim from such a thing over there. Where is the chiv of chala chal? So the Mishnah tells us, Bishas Hagilgul, which Pashtas Me'ikadin means, the moment the flour and the water touch one another, the moment you put the water into the flour, Mikadin. That's when the chiyuv of challah begins. Lemaisa, because of tumen tara reasons that we're not going into, our minig is to separate challah when the flour is finished completely. That means it's completely combined, it's risen, it's all ready to go into the oven. Now that's the minig that we do, we separate challah at that moment over there. Busy Eved, if we forgot, and these are shayes that come up at least once a day, with people that are busy making challah, and you forget, they're in the oven, they're all baked already, now what do I do? What should you forgot? So, the maizah is such an oifen about, you can be makel, you can be mafrish challah after it's baked, afilu with a bracha, no shayla bachlal, you can put them all together, we'll get into the shayes of Sirik, we'll get to Beis Hashem soon, but al koponim, lechatchela, before it's baked, busy Eved you can separate even after it's baked. How much do you have to take off? Now this is a chaval. Some of you take off too much. A shayla of hefsan oichel. You have to be careful. Meika hadin min atoya a mashu. That's all you need. Meika hadin a mashu is enough to take off in order to be able to eat the rest of the challah to make everything oistevel. That's poshut a mashu. The Ramah tells us, Peter Rishonim, that the minig is to take a gezayis. That's the minig. We take a gezayis, and that's why. What's the pshat? Why do we take a gezayis? So the version explained chat that since there's a mitzvah, as we'll explain in a moment, to burn, that's good, to burn this challah that you're going to be mafrish, so kidei, to do the mitzvah properly, you need a gezayis. So that's why the minhag, the Ramah tells us that when you mafrish a gezayis, it's very small, by the way. It's the size of a matchbox, 3/4 of a rogalach, something like that. It's not a lot. People often take a lot more than they need to. You don't have to. Again, nochamol. A mashu is good enough. And the minig is only to take a kezayis, but no more than that. That's another portion. Faket, there's more reason maybe to take even less than a kezayis for those people that don't burn it bechlal. Lemaisa, going back to what we should do with this challah. What do we do with the challah? So meika adin, the mitzvah is about it to burn it. As I state in the Gemara, in Shabbos, as I pass in the Rambam, as I pass in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, the minig is to actually, that's the halacha, you're meant to take it, you're meant to burn it. So b'derech agav. If you are burning it, you have to be very careful. First of all, as a practical eitzah, if you're ever burning the challah, the best thing is to do is to flatten it as flat as possible. That makes it burn very, very quickly. If you keep it a nice big shtickle, so it takes a lot longer to burn, you have to wait a lot longer. If you flatten it as flat as it can be, so then it burns very quickly, number one. Number two is you must cover it. If you don't cover the challah, and you put it, the dugma, on the oven tray, or on the oven racks, or for example on the gas stove, whatever it may be, so you're going to trace up the ganze matzah. You're going to trace everything up, because challah is so the issa. Challah is the issa. It's going to be touching something when it's hot, like every other bliya from issa that we spoke about in Basav Challah. It's the same thing by challah. I remember when I got for head near there, so one of the shaylas that they asked me was, bring the shayla. A woman took challah for Shabbos she had on the tray, and on the corner of the tray, she had a little piece of hafroshah's challah right next to it. So the shayla was, number one, what's the halacha of the tray? Number two, what's the halacha with the challah? And number three, what's the halacha with the oven? A very gishmak shayla that obviously we're not going into right now. But I can point you to realize that if it's not going to be covered, it's going to ask for the tray, it's going to ask for the grate, it's going to ask for anything it touches. So you cover it with a piece of foil, you crush it down, that's the best thing to do. Lemaisa, b'shas atchat, if you can't burn it, you don't want to burn it, whatever the matzias is, there is a mokum to be makel, and to push it, double wrap it, throw it straight in the bin, without any shayla whatsoever. The Minchas Yitzchok is not so happy with it. He says, lemaisa is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. Meichat is a throw in the bin, when I have a mitzvah. So the Minchas Yitzchok is not too happy. But Moshe Steinbach brings a very gishmak in Limud Schus. The Limud Schus on the oil of Mitainis is a zoi. The Limud Schus is that, when was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was when I took the challah and it was tahor and it becomes tomei. Oh, now, for etzem, I can burn it, I can throw it away. Of a zogel, Moshe Steinbach, now, we're not dealing with the same mitzvah. Now the bread was already tomei mitzvah. It never was tahor. So maybe then he wants the time, it could be, there's a mokum to say there's no mitzvah bechalal, there's a shtakel limud schus on the oilam that don't burn it bechalal and the taka throw it out, obviously wrapped up, there is a mokum to be making, but again, there is the chatchela, a mitzvah for a person to burn it. When we get baita.
She waits till the first day.
That? Moldy, if you want, when you're burning it, it's a chanish. No, you're not mochiz to do so. No, mzecha no mochiz to do so. You can if you want. You're not mochiz. You want to check it out, it's gone. It's finished. Huh?
And
how people
do it?
Well, they wait till the bell. As mentioned, wait till straight for schomets also. Say that. Go and argue. Say that. Cover it once with foil and put it in the oven. Put it on the gas stove. As long as it's wrapped, say the gong.
Now I'll leave it,
but once it gets moldy, we're not really chayshish anymore. It's not going to get moldy, we're not chayshish. But again, the best thing is to throw it out, then there's no problem. Let me get back to. Oh, very, very common shayla. I would say this shayla probably comes in once a day, once every 2 days. This is such a common shayla. In the middle of cooking challahs, baking challahs, what do I do now? I forgot to take off challah. Now I've got a major problem. Because I've got the half of the dough sitting on the counter, and I've got the other half of the dough that's sitting now in the actual oven. Now what do I do? It's not all in one place. So the mice of the halacha is, you can rather be makon, you can be mafish from the dough that's sitting on the side, and have kavona that's also going on the challahs that are in the oven. If you want to be very machmir, you can take that out of the oven, and you can make a shalom tziruv, which is something we'll get into soon. But on kavona, that's what you do. If half the challahs are baked and half are not baked, you take from the dough that has not been baked, and it's the seder gomor. Now, legabi the bracha of afoshas challah. So this is a very important halacha that a lot of people don't know, is it's got to be over lasiyasa. It's over every other mitzvah that we do, when it comes to Chanukah, when it comes to Dalet Minim, when it comes to anything. Over lasiyasa is very choshev. Here it's very choshev. If a person, for example, takes the challah, and then you forgot to make the bracha, it's too late. Can't be the bracha anymore. It has to be that you're holding the shtickle in your hand, become a poiskim, it's kedai to really, you know, chop it out a little bit, kedai to mamayt the hefsek after the bracha, but don't be mafish in gans, don't take it away. Once you've taken it away, you can no longer make the bracha. The bracha has to be made, betzim, there's no shayla standing or sitting, everything is good. Above this is the eis rosin, a person to be misbalo, at that zman, it's mamisha eis rosin, as we book down in the story, mekdoshim, akaponim, you make the bracha, there are those with vosna brings it in shame, galevi and others as well, that are kuri shame. They'll say on this shikl, after they've been mafish the chala, hare zu chala. It's a shayla, it's totally minig, if that's your minig or not your minig. But derech agav, if you are making a bracha on challah that was already baked and not dough, so you miss out the words min ha'isa, right? You don't say, again, it's different min ha'gim, there's nusach ha'bracha, of a pashtus, the regular nusach is challah min ha'isa. If you're taking it from challah that's already baked, you will not be saying min ha'isa over there. Let me go invite. How much challah, how much flour do you have to make to be chayav? This is obviously one of the ikar shayles, especially when we're dealing with chocolate cakes and sponge cakes and all these things. How much challah to be chayav, to be mafish challah? So the Gemara in Erevin Pei Gimel tells us klar that we learn from the Pasuk, Arisoi Seichem, which means that we know in the Midbar they had mon, which they made, Isa, there was a certain amount, there was a certain amount of Asiris HaEifa that they used to take, they used to take and make in the actual, in the Midbar over there. So we know that Asiris HaEifa is going to be Chayiv in Chala. How much is Asiris HaEifa? So the Maisa, an Eifa is 432 eggs. And a Asiris HaEifa is 43 and a fifth. Otherwise, we're taking shach. That's why the Loshon, he says, Chala, the Gematria Chala, is Dafka 43. Otherwise, we're taking shach. How much is this Lamaisa? How much is the Lamaisa? So if you take 43 and a fifth eggshells, and you fill them up with flour, that's how much flour you have to know in order to be Mafish Chala. What does that mean, Lamaisa? For those that don't want to do that, or it's not practical, Toshon Eitzah, what do we do, Lamaisa? So there's two shitas, Ki Yadua, we have Reb Chaim Noam, we have the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Noam's shita is from 1.67 kilo, your mafrish with a bracha. 1.67 kilo of flour, your mafrish with a bracha. From 1.25, your mafrish without a bracha. That's according to Reb Chaim Noam. The Chazon Ish holds from 2.25, your mafrish with a bracha, and from 1.2 without a bracha. So it comes out the Kulei Alma. Any flour that you're using for a recipe that calls for less than 1.2 of flour, l'kulei alma, has no chiv of challah, and forget, there's no point to take the challah, and if you do take the challah, it's not even challah. No, there's nothing's challah b'challah, a piece of dough that you take out and call it challah, and there's no chiv b'challah. But again, the chiv starts already, the minhag Yerushalayim is taka to be soimech on Reb Chaim Noam, so it means from 1.67, from Be'erach 1.7 kilo of flour, we will be taking off challah with a bracha. Now, I have to be moisif a very important ha'or over here. A lot of people don't chal. Often the recipes are bidyuk, somewhere in between, and you get stuck. You have to know, the post can say very clearly that when you add flour even afterwards, it's all starif in the shape. Now, this is very choshe when you're making challahs. When you make challahs, you can be making challahs with 1.1 kilo of flour, so you've got no chiyuv b'chlal. And then the toich, how you make challahs is, you have to spread the flour on the counter, and you put flour on your hand, all sorts of zaken. Any flour that you put in that matzav over there that gets mixed up afterwards is nichlal in the shit. And that means if you go along and add another 0.1, whatever it is, a 0.2, depending on the recipe, you've got a chiyuv b'chlal without even realizing what the recipe said. So it's something very, very choshev to remember at that time. Now we're going back to two main shaylis in challah, which are very, very, very shchiach shaylis. Shaila number one is a shaila of tziruf. Now, a tziruf means like this. Sometimes it's shaila for people to make a batch of challahs or of cakes or all sorts of things that are not the chiyuv of challah. They don't have to be mafrash challah because they're less than 1.2, they're 1 kilo of challah. The shaila is, if afterwards, if you do something and you make more, will that mean it's tariff together? That's the shaila, and obviously we can use this sometimes for different shailas, when you have a shaila of what's going on, so you start things together. But the main problem is in the following situation. There's three ways to do tziruf. There's three ways that we mitzaruf three things, all the doughs together. Number one is al yedei mishicha, by touching. If the two doughs touch each other in a way that if you schlep them away, they'd stick to one another, then they've already got tziruf. They've already got tziruf. Number two, if al yedei kli, if they're all in the same kli, that's a very negev shlach mon shailas, when you put all things in the same basket, all sorts of things over there, or for example, everybody bringing you the cake and the challah, and you're putting them all together in one big plastic bag, so you got yourself a shaila of tziruf. That means even though originally there was no chiv challah, because when they were baked, they were less than the shei, but now they're all in one kli, they're all in one big basket, so there'll be a chiv challah. And number two is tziruf al yedei kisui. Right, which is a very shkiyat shayla. For example, recently somebody called up with a shayla that there was a shayla that they made two different doughs. They were both sitting on the counter. Each one was less than a shayla. Right, there was a shayla of tziruf over there. Granted, it was a bit more complicated there because one was a whole wheat challah and one was a white challah. So there's a shayla of tziruf of two things that you're makbid on. But that was really complicated. We're not going into. So the eitzah normally in such a case is you put a towel underneath, you put the doughs in, and you wrap it all up so it should be completely covered. Or you can put it in one big bowl, and that's the seder. Now, all of these things are very nice. But where's the big shayla for us in a freezer? Rav Vosner Shevet HaLevi, Rav Falken Machzeliyo, the Har Tzvi, all the first team, Rav Chashleim, all the first team are busy with such a shayla. What happens? This is going to get Erev Yontif, who's got time to make batches upon batches of challah? What do you want to do? A couple of weeks before, a week before, every day I'll make noch a batch. Each one, 1 kilo. No, very good, no chiyuv challah b'chlal, no problem. Now I'm going to put it into the freezer. When I put it into the freezer, does it become now a chiyuv of challah? Because the chayra, it's in one, let's say it's in one compartment, so one compartment of chayra has got a chayra of chayra, so all the person are busy with it, la halacha la maisa, we're makel, and we pass him for many different reasons that there's no tziruf. Number one, normally the metzias is that things in the freezer are covered, and therefore if each chal is in its own plastic bag, that's enough of a hefsek, so it should be completely separate, even though on the same shelf there's other challahs. Number two, they could be on different compartments. And number three, Rav Vosner writes in Shevet HaLevi Klal, one of the main svaros he tied is, it's called a freezer. You can't call tziruf or something that I put there just push it to freeze, and therefore the mice in most cases, we can be makel, but you have to know. Sometimes in the gear for when you make shevet brachos, or you have shlachmonis, and you put things together in one sal, so even if they originally didn't think of challah because they weren't chayav to do so, or you didn't do so, but the now they have a tziruf, so rather they're going to be considered to have a chiyuv of challah, and therefore you have to be a mafresh challah, could be without a bracha, but that obviously depends on the different situation. And the last shayla, which is again, I have to say, this is a very, very shkiyah shayla. What happens if the challah got remixed back into the dough? So Nochamo, she took off a little clump of the challah, took a gezayis of challah, halezu challah, leaves it on the side there, and then if you do it, you start taking all different types of things to make the challahs. It gets mixed back into the... I have no idea where it is. It's all one big shtickle now. I don't know what's going on. So, Be'etzim, what do we do in such a situation? So, here in Eretz Yisrael, Poshut, if you have bittel, then it's bittel. What's bittel over here? 101. If you have 101 times more of the challah originally than the piece that you took off, then everything's bottle. Just take another shtickle that was similar to the size originally, it's the seder. After 101. 101, Meir Echot. It's come up again. It's come up very not shy to have a shayla bittel. Mimele have to come with the next problem. If you don't have bittel, it means the whole challah is awesome. You cannot eat the whole challah, it all becomes tevel. It's a sovereign tevel, but kapolim, it's a tevel, mimele it's awesome to eat. What do you do now? So the Ramah tells us, Pashut, the only eitzah you could do is to be mashal on your neder. It's a neder, it's a din neder. When you mafresh the challah originally, it was a shayla of a neder. I said, harei zu challah. Well, even if you didn't say Rezu Challah, you made a broch on a Poshut's Challah, it's a din neder, mimela. The only way to do it would be matting a neder. So Poshut, as though you take the mice in the Ramah, you matting a neder, you go over to three Yidin, you tell them, well, Azar Loshen, it doesn't have to be exactly, but Be'erach, the Loshen is, that I took Challah, it got mixed back inside, I have no benefit from it, and forget, I'm regretting the fact that I took the Challah. And then they say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. That's it. It goes back to Chosin of Yosai. It goes back as if I never took anything in Bechlal. And now I start the process again. I have to retake Challah. If Betlech Sam Soiva, this Ketubah brings it. What about Bracha? What about Bracha? So Sam Soiva Taka Paskins, and this is the Achro of most Gedolei Poskim, is you have to make a Bracha again. Since the Matzah Neder, says Ke'il, you never took challah from this Isa. If you never took challah from the Isa, says Ke'il, you never did anything. And if you never did anything, I'm right, you have to mafish again with a Bracha. But I have to know, this Isa that we just said only applies if nobody ate from the challah. Once people ate from the challah, once, for example, Friday night you served it already. I had this moment this week. Somebody called me in the mid after Shabbos, and already Shabbos already ate two of the challahs. What's he meant to do now? It's a tremendous shaila. Once you've eaten from the challah, there's no eitzah. There's nothing you can do about it. Bachlal, you have to come on to all sorts of different things that we're not going into now because it gets a complication. Sorry? Even chutzah is more makel be'etzah for different reasons. Oh, sorry? No. In chutzah, you say. In chutzah, it's more makel. Here it's just why it's a big shaila. I don't want to go into all the protein because there's a lot of protein. Al Kaponim, going back to what we said in the beginning, that challah is a pshat. So he's taking the chinuch, the essence of skula for a person's parnasa. What's the pshat? So they say pshat that when a person sees mafish challah, so not only the chelik that he's mafish becomes kodesh, but the whole challah becomes a shtikel of kedusha. Here, do it as an old minhag from the tzaddikim that when they made a bracha, hamotzi on a piece of bread. So the whole shtickle of bread that they made amoitzi, they wouldn't give it to an animal, they wouldn't give it to a goy. Favos made the bracha on it, the kedusha is chal on it. The Maaseh, the Gemara tells us as well by Rava. Rava wanted a bedavki eat as close as he could to the base of shchita because it was a chayfet that the mitzvah was done on. Could be that pshat over here. Could be that pshat that when a person takes challah on his bread. And bread is doimah to a person's panosa, because that's what a person's be'ikah, lechem, his ikah mezoinis in the veld, is taka by lechem. Mimeira, what he's doing is the mekadish his lechem, and the mekadish his panosa, and if his mekadish his panosa, he's putting kedusha on it. So, Avada, we understand, pshat nechinuch, why taka gets a tremendous skula on his actual money, on his panosa. Bo Hashem Nizah alochas of challah, next week there'll be no shi, and Be'ez Hashem after Chanukah, we'll go back in alochas mistom of Tzvilas Kedem.